Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Ayurveda for Women by Emily L. Glazer, a registered nurse and certified Ayurveda practitioner, presents a practical guide to using traditional Ayurvedic principles to support women's health through everyday food choices. Framed around the idea that meals can be medicine, the book connects core Ayurvedic concepts like doshas, digestion, daily rhythm, and seasonal living to common concerns many women face, including energy swings, stress, sleep disruption, and hormonal transitions. Rather than treating Ayurveda as a rigid set of rules, it emphasizes approachable habits, kitchen-based self-care, and simple recipe strategies that can fit modern life. Readers can expect an orientation to foundational ideas such as Agni, Ama, and balancing qualities, along with guidance for tailoring food and lifestyle to personal constitution and current imbalances. The overall aim is to make Ayurveda feel usable, helping readers build supportive routines and nourishing meals that align with the body's natural cycles. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Foundations of Ayurvedic Thinking for Women. A central theme is learning the Ayurvedic framework in a way that feels relevant to women's daily realities. The book typically introduces the doshas, often described as patterns of qualities that influence body and mind, and shows how these patterns can shift across life stages, stress levels, seasons, and menstrual cycles. Instead of seeing health as a fixed state, Ayurveda encourages readers to notice tendencies and respond with balancing inputs. The author's clinical perspective as an RN can help translate traditional language into common sense observations like dryness, heaviness, heat, restlessness, or sluggishness. From this base, the reader can start linking symptoms to patterns and then to practical levers, especially food, timing, and routine. This topic also clarifies that Ayurveda is individualized. What is supportive for one person may be aggravating for another. By learning to identify one's baseline constitution and current imbalance, readers can make more confident choices and avoid one-size-fits-all wellness trends. The result is a clear mental model for self-assessment that makes the later recipe and lifestyle guidance more effective and safer to apply. Secondly, Food as Medicine, Building Meals That Balance. The book emphasizes that food can be a daily therapeutic tool when it is chosen and prepared with digestion and balance in mind. Ayurveda prioritizes how food is cooked, spiced, timed, and combined, not only what ingredients are used. Readers are guided to think about qualities such as warming or cooling, moistening or drying, light or heavy, and to use those qualities to counteract what they are experiencing. For example, someone feeling depleted and cold may do better with warm, cooked meals and grounding flavors, while someone running hot and irritable may benefit from cooling foods and simpler preparations. A likely focus is supporting Agni, the digestive fire, because strong digestion is seen as a foundation for energy, immunity, and hormonal resilience. Practical advice often includes choosing cooked foods over cold foods when digestion is weak, using spices thoughtfully, and keeping meals regular. Recipes serve as a bridge from theory to action, showing how to assemble breakfasts, soups, grains, vegetables, and soothing drinks in ways that are adaptable. This topic equips readers to treat the kitchen as a place for consistent, gentle intervention rather than periodic restriction. Thirdly, hormones, cycles, and life stages. Through an Ayurvedic lens, women's health is frequently shaped by cyclical changes, and this topic connects Ayurvedic principles to phases such as menstruation, fertility years, postpartum recovery, perimenopause, and menopause. The goal is not to reduce complex endocrine issues to a single cause, but to offer supportive routines that can complement medical care and improve day-to-day comfort. Ayurveda often interprets common cycle-related symptoms through patterns like excess heat, dryness, stagnation, or depletion, then suggests food and lifestyle choices that restore balance. Readers may learn how to adjust meals and self-care as needs change, emphasizing nourishment, steadiness, and adequate rest. The book's recipes can function as a practical toolkit for these transitions, providing comforting, digestible foods when appetite is low, or stabilizing meals when cravings and mood swings increase. It may also encourage tracking symptoms and triggers, which helps personalize interventions and identify when professional evaluation is needed. This topic is especially valuable for readers who feel their wellness advice has been generic, because it frames women's physiology as dynamic and responsive, and it offers a structured way to adapt rather than constantly restart a new plan. Fourthly, daily rhythm, stress, and restorative routine. Beyond recipes, Ayurveda places major importance on daily rhythm, and this topic explains how routine can reduce stress load and improve digestion, sleep, and mood. Women often juggle multiple roles, so the book tends to favor realistic changes that fit busy schedules, such as consistent meal timing, a calmer evening wind down, and small self-care practices that signal safety to the nervous system. Ayurvedic Dinacharya, or daily routine, is commonly presented as a set of supportive anchors rather than an all-or-nothing checklist. The author may connect stress to digestive disruption and inflammation, highlighting that food works best when paired with adequate rest and regularity. Practical suggestions can include warm morning practices, spacing meals to allow digestion, choosing lighter dinners, and prioritizing sleep. Because stress can amplify hormonal symptoms, building steadiness into the day is positioned as both prevention and treatment support. Readers benefit from learning to make routine decisions based on balancing qualities, such as choosing grounding practices when scattered or stimulating practices when heavy and dull. This topic expands the idea of food as medicine into a whole-day approach that supports long-term consistency. Lastly, making Ayurveda practical, personalization, safety, and consistency, a key strength of a modern Ayurveda guide, is helping readers apply personalization without confusion, and this topic focuses on turning principles into a sustainable plan. Readers are encouraged to start small, observe results, and adjust rather than adopting extreme rules. The book's structure and recipes can support this by offering flexible options and clear ways to modify meals for different constitutions and imbalances. This topic also includes the important idea of safety. Ayurveda can be a helpful complement, but it should not replace medical diagnosis and treatment, especially for significant symptoms like severe pain, heavy bleeding, persistent fatigue, or mood changes. Guidance that respects both traditional wisdom and evidence-based healthcare helps readers know when to seek professional support. Consistency is highlighted as a major lever, because gentle daily habits often outperform occasional intense cleanses or restrictive diets. By learning to recognize patterns, choose supportive foods, and maintain a stable routine, readers can build trust in their own body signals. This approach makes the book useful not only as a read-once resource, but also as a reference for seasonal shifts, travel disruption, stressful periods, and different stages of women's health over time. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for women who want a grounded introduction to Ayurveda that feels practical, food-centered, and compatible with modern healthcare. It can also help readers who are tired of one-size-fits-all diet advice and want a way to personalize eating and routine based on how their body actually responds. The biggest life benefit is learning to make steady, supportive choices that improve digestion, energy, mood, and resilience over time, without needing perfection. By emphasizing food preparation, timing, and balancing qualities, the book encourages habits that are gentle enough to maintain yet meaningful enough to notice. It can be especially valuable during hormonally sensitive periods when cravings, sleep, and stress management often need extra support. Compared with many similar Ayurveda titles that remain theoretical or overly strict, this one stands out by focusing on actionable kitchen strategies and recipes while framing Ayurveda as adaptable. The author's nursing background may also appeal to readers who want a more health-literate tone and a stronger bridge between traditional concepts and everyday wellness decisions. For buyers seeking a usable guide they can return to for meal ideas, seasonal adjustments, and routine building, it is a worthwhile addition. If you would like to support Emily L. Glazer RNCI, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.